USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia continues to pound the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol. There are reports that shelling struck a mosque that was sheltering 80 people, including children. Mariupol has experienced some of the worst attacks from Russia, with more than 1,200 killed. Volodymyr Zelensky encouraged his people to keep up their resistance. He again deplored NATO's refusal to declare a no-fly zone over his country and accused Russia of employing a new stage of terror with the alleged kidnapping of Melitopol's mayor. Crowds in the southern port city protested Russian forces over that. In the Middle East, Saudi Arabia executed 81 people on Saturday, convicted of various crimes including murder. It's the largest mass execution carried out in its modern history. It's not clear why the kingdom chose Saturday for the executions. Saudi Arabia is known for mass executions, though the number of death penalty cases has dropped due to the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know most vitamin supplements don't even come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the labels are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic, made in a laboratory. Modern science may synthetically imitate these chemicals, but your body isn't fooled. It knows the difference, and it craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. You need to consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors, as well as whole grains and other fresh food. That's why I formulated Balance of Nature. I wanted to be able to give my patients a natural alternative to the cheap, unnatural chemistry by giving them real fruits and vegetables. In fact, the only ingredients inside of Balance of Nature are whole fruits and vegetables. Don't settle for imitation nutrition. Reach for the good stuff, the real stuff.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code USA.
The Texas Supreme Court effectively shut down a federal challenge to the state law that practically bans abortion. The law outlaws abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Abortion rights advocates say that was their last narrow path to blocking the new state law. The federal Supreme Court is considering a Mississippi law that bans abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. As much of the country gets ready to spring forward tomorrow, many are asking, why is this still a thing?
Congress continues to debate whether to end daylight saving time or make it permanent. A committee met this week to discuss the pros and cons on the twice annual clock change. Time is set to spring forward an hour this weekend, 2 a.m. Sunday morning, or whenever you go to bed tonight, except for Puerto Rico, Hawaii, and parts of Arizona. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
The Dow closed Friday down 230 points. NASDAQ and S&P 500 also losers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Now a look at what's causing the country's highest inflation levels in 40 years.
America's inflation woes can be blamed on supply chain issues, surging demand, production costs, and trillions of dollars spent on COVID relief funds. So how long will Americans have to put up with the additional $300 per month on expenses from 1 year ago? Well, that depends on who you ask in Washington. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
We're likely to see another year in which 12-month inflation numbers remain very uncomfortably high.
White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
The expectations and their assessment at this point continues to be that it will moderate by the end of the year.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
An NFL star has avoided criminal charges.
NFL quarterback Deshaun Watson will not be charged for sexual misconduct in Southeast Texas. A Harris County grand jury no-billed Watson Friday. Watson has long denied any wrongdoing after 20 massage therapists accused him of sexual assault or inappropriate actions during appointments. He's still being civilly sued, and the NFL is doing their own investigation. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Here in the Northeast, we're experiencing one more winter storm. National Weather Service says 7 to 12 inches of snow expected in the northern areas of Pennsylvania and New York, with wind gusts as high as 45 miles per hour. The Philly region expecting a few inches of snow as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.